Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice. My very special guests today are Jack Hsu and Janet Castaños, and we are here to talk about creating a police oversight or advisory board for the city of La Mesa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marion.
Can we start by letting the listeners know a little bit about your backgrounds? Jack, I know that you've been a superintendent in the past of the California State Parks and Recreation Department. Tell us what kind of law enforcement experience you had there.
I'm a retired park superintendent of California State Parks. And at the time that I served for state parks, park superintendents were peace officers. We received the same basic training as other law enforcement officers, whether it be highway patrol or city policemen.
And Janet, you have an education background as a former dean of social and behavioral sciences with the Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College District. So tell us how that background is helpful to you in serving on this task force.
I've worked extensively with Helix Charter High School as a former president of their charter board, and I currently serve as a person involved in leadership training on campus. It's an internship with the County of San Diego, and I've advocated with the students in their efforts to get some issues or concerns rectified.
Which brings me to my next question. What are the specific concerns that have given rise to your belief that the city needs a police oversight or advisory board?
We have had some concerns over the past year and a half, specifically. There was an incident on the Helix campus involving police involvement with a student, a 17-year-old student, and there were community concerns, some outrage. Students voiced their concerns rather heavily. There was an investigation that took place over the course of the year following. The report came out, and then once the report came out, there was very little that came forward.
The public wasn't allowed to know what was in the report,
right,
basically, and neither was the city council.
Yes, so it was, there was a lot of frustration among community members and concerns because of the lack of transparency that seemed to come forward through that incident, and this started the ball rolling with this.
Yeah, and for those who may not be familiar with it, the specific incident in question involved a student at Helix, a female student, who was found to have brought pepper spray to campus because her mother had given it to her for self-defense since she rode the trolley. And she became upset when she was asked to leave campus. The police were called. And then in a video that went viral, a La Mesa police officer was shown rather roughly knocking her to the ground, slamming her to the ground. Of course, the video didn't show what happened before, but this caused a lot of concern about, was this level of response really necessary? Should the police have been called? Once they were called, was this level of force really called for or not? A lot of people felt that it wasn't. There was a report that the city actually hired a consultant to write, and I think the city council was surprised to learn they weren't allowed to read what was in that report, that only the chief of police could see it due to the privacy concerns, and it found that the police did not violate any policies. So besides the Helix incident, Jack, what else? I understand there was an earlier grand jury report that predated that.
Prior to that, in May of 2016, a grand jury recommended the cities like La Mesa develop review or oversight committees with citizen involvement. So I should say that, you know, times have changed. Irregardless of what happened at Helix, we need citizen involvement in law enforcement. Any good law enforcement agency needs the trust of the community, and a oversight committee or review committee will provide a link for law enforcement agencies with the community to help develop and maintain that trust.
Have you had an opportunity to meet with La Mesa's police chief, Walt Vasquez? And if so, how responsive was he?
We've met him several times. In fact, twice specifically just on this issue of developing some oversight or a review commission. And he's been very open to discussing that with us. And, you know, I think we're fortunate enough to have a very good police chief.
He's even asked us to provide information that we come up with and recommendations for an oversight committee. He encouraged us to meet with the Police Officers Association, and we did, and we gathered information from that person as well. So I think all the way around, the police department has been working very well with us to bring this about in a very collegial, collaborative manner, and we're really impressed with that.
Well, that's very reassuring to hear in this divisive day and time that we're living in. It's great to hear some community collaboration on all sides. In addition to the police groups, have you reached out to any groups in the public for their input?
One of the groups that we have worked with is La Mesa Conversations. It's a community-based organization that helped us hold a very nice event, bringing in other experts to give us more input on what the process is and what we should look out for. We're always open to getting more public input from faith groups, from groups that are involved with refugees, homeless. These are all parts of our community and, of course, the business community. They're all part of La Mesa, and we're not doing this by any means on our own or just with a small group.
So explain to us what the difference is between a police oversight committee and a police advisory committee, and which one you think the city of La Mesa should adopt.
So an advisory committee is more of making recommendations to the chief about policies, about procedures, about things that occur within the police department. However, there's not a lot of power behind an advisory committee. They are merely there to make recommendations and suggestions. You can ramp it up several levels. Review committees have a little more oversight. And then, you know, when you get to the strongest oversight level, then there's subpoena power. So working with the police department to find out which level of oversight will work with for their situation, will work for the community, so the community is happy. It's a give and take, and the whole idea is to make sure we have developed a level of trust where whatever it is we're doing, whatever type of oversight that takes place, there's trust to be had on both sides of the issue, and hopefully there aren't any sides. It's all about making better police department.
Some people argue that oversight could make a police officer's job more difficult or even endanger them. Can you speak to that, please?
I don't think oversight is harmful. We give law enforcement officers a huge amount of discretion, and I think that discretion generally is good. It provides them the ability to provide the right kind of law enforcement for that particular situation. But along with that means that they need to trust the community and give the community information as to their performance and what led them to a particular kind of action. That's how law enforcement gets its power, is through community trust. And for in recent years, we've seen a degradation of that trust, and law enforcement seems to want to have more and more protection or to want to work totally by themselves and not have that transparency. And I think that leads to a lack of confidence. And we want that confidence back.
Do you think that subpoena power is a necessary component?
Subpoena power, many people, the public may feel that that's a necessary component of some oversight committee. That may or may not be true. The issue with subpoena power is that law enforcement officers, like any other individual, can plead the Fifth Amendment and not testify to something. And when they do that, you get less information. Administratively, a police department can ask a number of questions of any of their employees, and that includes law enforcement. And that's how we get information. So a police oversight or review commission with trained people can be involved with that process and keep the confidentiality as well as the personnel information completely confidential.
How would you decide who makes up the committee and make sure that it's inclusive of various views? For example, I've seen criticism in one community elsewhere where they finally agreed to have an oversight or review committee, and then they stacked it by not allowing anybody who was critical of the police historically to be on it. So how do you make sure that you have both representatives of those who are maybe concerned about police actions, who communities that may feel they're more apt to be victimized, but also have the police view represented, you know, people who might have a law enforcement perspective on the issues?
Well, in this country, we should know how to do that. We know about checks and balances and ensuring that no one has total power. So obviously, if the police chief is the person who selects all the members of a review committee, that wouldn't make sense. That would give so much power to them, or to just the mayor. So I think we need to make sure first that the process is fair, and they're giving people of different backgrounds, or actually different levels of the city input in the process. So for a city like La Mesa, we need to make sure that the mayor may be involved, city council members, as well as law enforcement in developing this balanced approach to assure that no single entity in the city has power over who is selected. In addition to that, we want to make sure that all elements of the city are represented, whether it's the business community, interfaith community, communities that we don't often hear from, whether they be people of color, low-income residents, others, they need to be part of this review process and be trusted enough to be part of the process, and that trust goes both ways.
Now, a couple of years ago, back after that 2016 grand jury report, the city council at that time didn't seem very interested or think that they needed a citizens review oversight board. They basically said, we haven't had a lot of complaints about our police department, so we don't think we need it. Has that changed either since the Helix incident or the last election with, you know, some changes at the city council?
So I think there has been a major shift in perspective on the city council itself. We have opportunities for taking on social justice concerns and becoming more socially conscious about various sectors of our community, because we did vote into our city council Dr. Akilah Weber, who brings a different perspective, and I think she's highly respected among the council members, which is really powerful in that when she voices a concern or raises some objection, they listen to her. She's very respected and honored, I think, among the city council members, which has really been, I think it's transformed the city council.
Yeah, very articulate. It should be noted that Dr. Akilah Weber, she is a medical doctor. She is herself African American, and she's the daughter of Dr. Shirley Weber, the assemblywoman who has been championing a lot of police reform measures, a major police reform measure in Sacramento.
Yes, Shirley Weber has been really active in moving through state legislature the AB 392 process, which deals with use of force by police officers and indicates that it must you turn to use of force when your life is in danger or the life of other people around are in danger, rather than just other reasons recommend. It's on its way to becoming state law. It still has to pass through the state Senate.
Jack, can you tell us about Senate Bill 1421, another big piece of legislation in Sacramento?
So SB 1421 is now law. And in California, if an officer committed certain crimes or used force, deadly bodily force, that information cannot be concealed, and that can be retrieved by the public. And I think that's very important. Law enforcement officers shouldn't hide behind very strong laws that protect them to the point in which we can't find basic information about individual peace officers.
Yeah, so we're seeing these reforms at the state level, and it seems to be filtering down to the local level. So back to the city of La Mesa, what are the next steps for people that may be concerned or want to get involved, Jack? Is there a way to do that? And does the council have a date yet when they're going to be actually considering this?
We hope the council will entertain a motion to take some action to form a task force with a specific timeline, possibly 3 months, in which that task force develops a sound, balanced approach to this issue and presents a proposal that forms a citizens oversight or review commission in the city of La Mesa. That's a task force that can be balanced in its makeup initially, and that this task force use as much of the information that we have found that is necessary for an effective review commission or oversight commission, whatever we end up calling it, so that we have a formal process to do that.
Now, I understand that the La Mesa police chief has tasked one of his officers to do some research and that the police are going to be making their own presentation to the council coming up in July.
I encourage citizens of La Mesa and others to contact the city council members, the individual council members, and the mayor, and say, you know, it's time. Let's get this going. Let's do it in a sound and professional way. If we don't get it through that process, then the citizens of La Mesa are free to form our own measure in our city and form the kind of process that would give us a review commission that is going to be the state of the art.
So you're talking about a ballot measure if the council won't act.
Correct. And I hate to threaten the city council member in that way, but I think it's time. You know, we're not after individuals. We're not out to get the police department. We want a better law enforcement. In fact, we want the best kind of law enforcement agency we can have in La Mesa. And in this time and age, those agencies will require this kind of review process.
Very good. Jack, I understand you've done some research on this, by the way, in some of the other cities that have adopted review boards. Is there any takeaway, a key point or two that you'd like to share on that?
Well, I think citizens in La Mesa should know that right now, when something happens and a citizen complains and it's something serious, the entire process of review investigation sits with the police chief. That means the police chief does the whole investigation, or at least oversees the whole entire investigation. There's no citizens involved. In fact, the city council and mayor is not involved either.
Yes, it's basically police investigating themselves. Obviously, it's difficult to have confidence in that outcome when there's no outside independent oversight.
Correct. So in other cities where they have a review commission, then you have citizens that are trained, that can keep their information confidential, involved in that process to see what is found in the investigation and to provide information to the general public that they can.
Very good. Janet, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
Well, I think the main purpose is, as Jack mentioned, we want to bring about the best possible police department the city of La Mesa can have. And we can do that by building community trust, by bringing forth community leaders to represent various constituent groups in our community. And through building this trust, we'll have greater involvement in assisting police. We really want this to be a community-led activity and one that is not political, but one that shows that we're all working together to bring about the common good for both police officers and citizens alike.
Yeah, Jack, can you speak to that for a moment? How do you see a Citizens Police Oversight Committee as being a win-win for both the public, the citizens of La Mesa, but also for the police department itself?
Well, it gives the police department more transparency. And I think the public will be able to get information in a trusted way. That means individuals that they can trust that is not part of the police department see that information and reveal what they can to the general public.
So, for instance, if there is a shooting and the police say it's justified, there might be more confidence in that decision if the oversight committee agrees on some occasions.
Correct. And that actually protects police officers, because police officers can then get the greater confidence from the citizens. And that's the win-win part. For law enforcement, they gain strength through this process. They don't lose strength. And the citizens feel that they have gotten more strength and more involvement.
Yeah, and of course, conversely, if there's a situation where the oversight committee deems that the police perhaps could have acted in a more restrained fashion, there's room for suggesting reforms, procedural changes, or changes in the law.
Yes. And I think that's what's important to remember. You know, peace officers, law enforcement, they do not gain strength by getting bigger guns.
Yeah.
They gain strength by having the trust of the community.
Exactly. Janet, I have one additional question for you. Since you've been involved in the Helix Charter School, I'm curious, what steps, if any, did Helix take separately from the police or the city to address what happened with the black student that was taken down by the white officer? Have they taken any steps to try to avoid that kind of a situation from happening again?
Yes, there have been several meetings involving both the chief of police, the executive director at Helix, students who voiced concern about this. And they've come together on several occasions, met to decide next steps, brought in the Tariq Kamisa Foundation to establish a program that works with students on restorative justice program. And they brought them back on numerous occasions to work with students in large groups and small groups. And I think it's really transformed the way Helix looks at various situations of discipline that are disciplinary in manner. However, you know, I must say Helix has been a wonderful school and works very hard to make sure that all students are treated with respect. And that is one thing that's always been kind of a shining star on the Helix mantle.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we have been speaking with Jack Hsu and with Janet Castaños, who are pushing to get a citizens oversight board or review board for police activities in the city of La Mesa. I want to thank both of you for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the network for social justice.